Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a Tri-Day Friday, a Fransky Friday, a World Cup Friday. But no Phillies tonight, which is just weird. Yes, we got a game last night. Not a great one. Phillies go down to the New York Mets. We got a lot to get to. Top 11 reaction. I'm sure we'll talk about the quarterback and Rocky and all that kind of stuff. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. Happy Juneteenth to everybody. And no, nothing's wrong because I had people calling me this morning. I'm here because I want to be. So nobody's forcing me to do anything. I mean, I'm here because I enjoy my job and I want to be here. So nothing's wrong. I could have took the day off, but I'm here.
Well, I'm happy you're here. I'm glad to have you. If you wanted to take off, you take off on a holiday, but you want to be here?
He's going to leverage this against us
I can already feel
I'm not even supposed
to be here. I'm not up with this on this day.
I'm calm. I'm just saying.
Okay.
For now.
1 hour from now is the first time he says, really? On this day? On this day? Well, it is a Friday. Yes, it is Juneteenth. It's also a day to talk about the Phillies, who lose last night to the New York Mets. And you know, it's funny. This team has had kind of two different seasons, right? At the beginning, the first part of the first season they had, which they went 9-19, and they were so bad they got the manager fired, and then they got red hot under Don Mattingly, and now we're kind of back to normal, which is all right. We're past that initial burst of all right, new manager. We're past the initial downtrend at the start of the season, and this is who they are right now. And here's our look at the Phillies. You know, last night was not a good night. They had a good week, mostly against the Marlins, winning 2 out of 3. They did not have a good weekend last weekend against the Brewers. It's been a little up and down recently. I am still in on the idea of this team having a chance to win the World Series. That comes with some caveats, and it comes with a little bit of a little worry. Like, it's not perfect, right? We don't have the Dodgers. We're not playing as well as the Brewers. We're not playing as well as the Braves. The Phillies are, the way I view them right now, a playoff team. A playoff contender, one that can make noise if they make the right moves at the trade deadline. I'm still in, Hugh, but there's like every day or two, there's another thing that kind of creeps in the back of my mind that makes me wonder how much longer I'm going to stay in. I am in right now on this team, still having a real chance to win the World Series. But Hugh, you see reasons why there's doubt. I mean, the bullpen has struggled in front of Duran. The lineup has a lot of easy outs, too many nights. And now the back of the rotation is—it's not just a concern; it's a big thing, right? Painter's down the minor leagues, and you have Aaron Nola, who is still here and is obviously better than Painter, but his ERA is bumping up against 6. Hugh, where are you at? Phillies lose last night. Do you still look at this team, and are you still in on the idea of this team being a World Series team?
I'm in on it because the fact that the collective bargain agreement for baseball is kind of looming, and it doesn't look great. So I'm still in on it. It's just going to be interesting to see what the Phillies do in order to make this team better. Because here's the reality of what they're looking at right now. You don't have a whole lot of prospects that you can leverage in order to get some good players in here. It looks like right now you're probably going to need two starters as far as your pitching staff is concerned. As far as your pitching is concerned, because Nola yesterday – you know what the telling thing about Nola was? It kind of looks similar to what he's been in the past, but then it just got progressively worse as we went on.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about giving up that home run to Soto, you're looking at it, you're like, okay, well, we kind of expect him to do that because he usually does that and then he settles down. Then it just kept going, and it was similar to what it was the other day when Painter was in there. Didn't give you a chance to win because you got so far behind the eight ball that it just didn't give you a chance, so looks like you're going to probably need a bat. Trey Turner looked like he might be hurt, you know, dealing with – because Don Mattingly said something to the fact that he's been dealing with hamstrings and has got hit in the calf and everything. So you're going to need another bat, and you're probably going to need two arms. So it's – they're going to have to spend some money. It looks like they're in order to get what they need, they're going to have to spend some money. They're going to break bread.
Well, look, there's a lot of things they need and to fix between now and the trade deadline. The biggest reason that I am still in on this is the high-end starting pitching what they have at the top. And in October, you can shorten your rotation. You can use your best pitchers. And when you have Sanchez and you have Wheeler and you have Lizardo, you have big-time arms to get big-time outs in the postseason. The more you can roll those three out, the better chance you will have over the course of the postseason. And as much as there are more teams in the mix to make the playoffs, I mean, there are. I mean, look at the wild card standings. It is bunched. I only count it as about two or three teams in the NL that I've written off that just have no chance to make the playoffs. So there's a lot of teams. But none of those teams are great. Like, I don't look at any team. Like, even if you wanted to say, and I think it's probably fair to say today, Braves are going to win this division, Brewers are going to win their division, Dodgers are going to win theirs. So even if you just kind of count that. The Phillies have, you know, even with their flaws, a much better chance to make it to the finish line and get in the playoffs than almost any of these wildcard contenders. So I'm not particularly worried about, you know, two, three teams jumping them. What I am concerned about with the Phillies is they need to fix the holes they have. I don't think they could get two starting pitchers. So Nola's going to just have to just brace ourselves for Nola the entire season, because I don't think they can get two. They can get one. I don't think they can get two. I still am in. I still see the high-end talent, and I can't ignore it. And it's a team that has made the playoffs year after year, so I'm still in. But they got work to do here, and they got to be better than they have been, especially in the bullpen lately, which has become shaky in front of Duran. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Friday. We'll get to Friday stuff and a lot to talk about. But last night's a frustrating game, Hugh, because the Mets stink. I mean, the Mets have stunk the entire season. And they come in here last night. Soto hits the home runs. And even with that, the Phillies have a chance. That game's not out of reach late. I mean, it's back and forth. It's tie game. Alvarado has been a disaster this year. I'm in on the team. I'm out on Jose Alvarado. The Phillies, you know, as we kind of tier what they need by net between now and August 3rd, moving up the ranks for me is a bullpen arm. Because that's the kind of stuff you need when you get down to the end of the season and to the playoffs. You know, starting pitcher, a back-end starting pitcher is obviously a huge need right now. We all know they need a bat, but Dave Dombrowski cannot ignore this bullpen. They need help there, too, because with Keller out, I don't know what he's going to be when he gets back. There's really nothing in front of Duran you feel great about. I mean, Kirkering's been pretty good, but it seems like they want to keep him kind of in the spot he is at. So They don't really have a ton around their star closer that you feel completely good about. So they have a hole there now, too. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phillies lose last night to the New York Mets as we go into a weird Friday off day here?
Yeah, it doesn't really have much to do with what happened last night in particular. I've just been, I guess, overcome lately with a little bit of, this is going to be dramatic, a sense of doom. I just feel like they're cooked. Like, I don't think they have any chance at winning the World Series this year. It's kind of been slowly been hitting me. I think, you know what might have been, and this is also going to sound weird because Adolis wasn't having a great season, but I felt like he was starting to pick it up. And I think him with some of the other righties, like Boehm, starting to pick it up a little bit. I was like, okay, you know, like maybe there's something here. Maybe I'll start to feel better about this lineup as the season has gone on. And now he's out. And now it's just starting to pile up with needs, like how many holes this team has, the fifth starter thing, that is really going to burn him. And I know it's just a fifth starter, and he's probably not pitching much in the postseason as a starter, but that's a guy you can move to your bullpen.
Yep.
And speaking of the bullpen kind of stinks too. Outside of Duran, like there's really not another guy that I feel confident putting my full trust in. Like I'm just uninspired by this team right now. Because even as good as Harper's been, it's not been like great. It's not been elite. I mean, Schwarber is probably the best. He's been the best hitter just home run wise on the team. Marsh, too. But that's not enough for me. Like, it's just not enough. Like, there were moments last season where I'm like, you know, I can see it. I can see, like, I see flashes of greatness with this team. Like, I feel like they could actually make a run or they could compete with the Dodgers. I think they did compete with the Dodgers.
If
Wheeler didn't get injured, they might have even won that series against the Dodgers. I'm not getting those same feelings this year. Like, it feels like we need multiple relief pitchers. It feels like we need multiple bats. It feels like we need a starter. And we don't have anything to get those guys.
Well, it doesn't help that the three times, or four, I guess four, they've played the Braves, Dodgers, and Brewers. They've gotten their ass kicked, right? Well, that doesn't help the feeling either.
And the other thing, and this is sort of looking down the line, like I'm working through ways of how they're going to get into the postseason, because that's not a guarantee right now. Like, they might middle out. They're probably going to regress back to the mean like they did when they were really bad, the 9-game losing streak. And now they're probably going to regress from this peak that they had a little bit ago. They're probably going to middle out at maybe a little bit over 500 this season. And if they do go for the division, are they going to wear themselves out in September
and
be screwed?
Yeah, which is why I don't even think it's wise to do that. Just to put some numbers to this, Baseball Reference gives them 55% chance to make the playoffs, 1.4% chance to win the World Series. So, I mean, the numbers are what they are. They have to be better. And, you know, Hugh, Kyle was talking about Garcia being out for the season, which it's not like he was having a big year, but it did create an obvious hole, right? Like, they can't squint now and say, well, maybe Adolis Garcia is turning the corner. Because it did look like he was playing a little bit better,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was. He started to play better.
Now we can't even squint because we're looking at right field. And, you know, guys, they're just placeholders right now in right field. They don't have a right fielder.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing about it is, it looks like you're going to have to go in your pocket to get some players. But you're still in striking distance. When you talk about the National League and the team that has the most wins, that's the Dodgers right now. You got 48. And you're looking at the league as a whole. I think the Dodgers are leading the league as far as in wins is 48. So you're in the mix. You just have to go out and get some people to help you stay relevant.
Well, you're right. They are in the mix, but there's also the specter of they're not that far ahead of the other teams out of the playoffs, right?
Yeah, like it's a mosh pit. Yeah, everybody's to get bunched together.
Well, I mean, think about it like this. So the Phillies have right now, they are sitting at 40-35, which is fine, right? That's currently in one of the wild card spots. But then you also have Washington, who's been a surprise at 39 wins, Cubs at 39, Arizona 38, Pittsburgh 38, Miami 37. So you have like seven teams separated by three games for those three playoff spots. It's probably going to come down to the end. I think the Phillies will get there, even if they don't do much. They'll get to the postseason because their high-end starting pitching is going to help them get there. They have work to do. As I sit here today on June 19th, I am in. I'm still in on this Phillies team. But they got work to do to keep me in. Because if they don't change the team, if they don't improve, if they don't make a move, Hugh, we've let this slip under the radar a little bit here. Bryce Harper's in a pretty serious slump right now. He's got to wake back up. Because the only way this offense works
is if he goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've said it all year, right? It's Schwarber, Harper, Marsh. They've been their three best hitters all year. If one of those three goes into a big slump for a couple weeks,
it's bad for everybody.
Yeah, you're down to two guys you could count on. That's not enough. So Bryce Harper, who we went through the whole offseason, is he elite? Is he not? The Dombrowski comments. If you look at his numbers today, Bryce Harper's numbers, his batting average, his on base, his slugging, it all looks very similar to last year. And we all agreed Bryce Harper was not elite last year. It was about Dave Dombrowski saying it, should he not said it, all that stuff. But it looks just like last year. Bryce Harper's got to get back going again. It's been fine. It's been better than it's not bad. It's certainly solid. But they need more out of Bryce Harper moving forward. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Tri-Day Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Tri-Day Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, pal?
Guys, what's up is I'm still in on the Phillies. I still do believe. I'm a little disappointed in Kyle because let me make a little motion here. If they make a move and they bring Skubal in, I think with three aces up our sleeve, we've got a legit chance to make a run. And, Joe, you referenced the batting. I know Garcia's gone, but listen, Alec Bohm, believe it or not, over this past month, he has been driving in runs left and right.
He has.
A little bit more like he's finally bouncing back.
He has more runs batted in than Bryce. Think about that for a second, which is actually amazing when you consider his for April was as bad as any month we've ever seen around here. It's crazy.
I'm sure Douglas is going to start saying to throw him a financial apology pretty soon, but we'll get to that.
I'm Trey taking Turner that day off. If you comes in here wanting to re-sign Bohm, I'm taking the day off. I'm out.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, I feel my third eye. So,
anyway, talk to him.
Trey Turner, guys. Trey Turner's been just disgustingly bad. So even if he just plays average, that's a huge improvement for him. So I can see a world where this works. It's interesting that you bring up Bryce Harper. He needs to go kiss the ring of Dave Dombrowski, unfortunately, because if you look at where Bryce is at the age in his career, his production he's given you versus where Freddie Freeman was, he's actually below Freddie Freeman. So he's not even as good as Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, so our best player isn't that good, and yet there's, but if we get the best pitcher in baseball, sure. How are we going
to
do that?
But if we could bring Skubal to Skukal, right?
Yeah, well, he's trying to speak your language now. He's speaking your language. It doesn't rhyme, but that's okay.
I'd love to bring Skubal, Otani, all these guys in. But, how the hell are we going to get Skubal?
Well, we go get him. But anyway, guys.
You can go ahead.
On my way out here, I want to address Mr. Douglas.
Please,
I know why you're working this week. It's because you had a messy week this week. First, you start off greasing the skids to bench Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Then you did not put Jalen on your top 11 athlete. And then you start trailing the Jalen Knights with your nonsense Rocky take. And then, which actually, by the way, kind of fits because Rocky was not real. It was based on real events, which kind of sounds like the Jalen Hurts story. It's, and his delusional fans, they're kind of like Trekkies and Star Wars people. Like, they're not really reality-based.
Real disrespectful to
the Trekkies.
A little
bit of reality. But guys, on the way out, I do want to say, in all seriousness, happy Father's Day, Hugh and Joe. And Kyle, Go spend some time with your dad, but don't roll up in there all banged up. Behave yourself, okay? Happy Father's Day.
Well said. Happy Father's Day, Chris. Yeah, I mean, would you characterize yourself having a tough week?
No, not at all. I had a wonderful week. Well, because my analogy tracks exactly with people that understand exactly the point that I was trying to make. The point was basically that he was coming in as an underdog. Jalen, all those other guys that went before him were projected starters. Jalen was the underdog, and Jalen produced and surpassed them. So it tracks. I just can't help it if like people like Chris and other folks can't catch it. But that's one of the driving forces that motivates most athletes. Because, you know, it's funny. Remember back when we talked to Jahi Campbell, and I asked him about playing for the Eagles, right? And he said something to the effect that he felt some kind of way because he got drafted here because he thought he would go higher.
Mm-hmm.
So his mentality was, I'm going to show everybody, right? So basically, when you think about it in a nutshell, it's the Rocky mentality. Whether or not you're a first-round draft pick.
They're all Rockies.
Or a fifth-round draft pick. That's the motivation that you use to help propel you to where exactly you want to be. So that's why I was fitting. And if nobody understood it, I get it. Because like I said, I kind of vibrate on a different level. So it's kind of hard for folks to understand it when I explain it to them like that. But most people get it.
No, I think most people understood where you were coming from. Maybe we just didn't see it the same way you did.
Like, yeah, that's why I came to work today, because it feels like today is a great teaching
moment.
Hold on.
No, seriously. You came to work on a holiday to try to teach us about Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, well, it's a teaching moment.
Okay.
Because that's why, you know, you sit here every day in this chair.
You were something else.
And you try to educate people the best way that you can every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just buckle up because we have a different spin. It's not about Rocky. Now the Rocky analogy may come back up, but we have a different spin on a lot of what the Hurts conversation with Top 11 has been over the past week. So we'll get to that coming up. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Matt in Bucks County talking Phillies here on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Thank you for letting me on, as always. When I never really follow Christopher Middleton, and I usually, you know, start itching and turn my radio off at that point. But I kind of agree with him, and I enjoy his banter with Hugh. It's kind of funny. The Phillies, I kind of agree with Kyle. I mean, I'm not all out yet, but if we can get Tariq in here, but I think, like, I agree with you as well. We need at least one bat. I like the Bader thing. I think they were talking about it early in the morning show, maybe trying to bring him back. But we need a couple pitches. We can get Scrubble, whatever his name is. I think we would. But everybody keeps talking about October. We're nowhere near October.
Yeah, we have a lot. And we have a long way to go. And to your point on this, Matt, and I think that's what you're saying. Like, they have to get there, right? So to me, there's two things going on at once, and hopefully it all leads to the same thing. If they can get in and have themselves healthy when they get there, they weren't healthy last year, obviously, with Wheeler, they have the pieces to make a run against anyone, right? Because they have the top ends pitching, they have power in their lineup with Schwarber and Harper. Like, they could do it. But my concern, Matt, is if they don't add some real pieces between now and the trade deadline, they're going to run out of gas, right? Because they've used Duran so much, they don't give these guys days off. Like, it's like they have to get there. If they get there, I see the path, but they also got to help their guys get there so they're not out of gas when they get there. It's kind of two things DeBrasse's got to do at the same time here.
Agreed, but I also feel like now this is multiple years in a row, right? Mm-hmm. We're we have to get to the trade deadline. We can't wait to get what's going to happen at the trade deadline. You don't see really L.A. doing it. They do it in the solid teams that are in the playoffs all the time. L.A. now 2 years in a row. They don't go after anything because they're completely built and more or less ready.
Yep.
Every year it seems like we got to get something. We got to get something. So it becomes a consistent thing with the Phillies. I want to get to a point where, I'm not writing the checks, and it's all good. But Middleton says, I want a championship. I want to bring it back here. Open up his pockets. Get creative. Be like Lurie and Howie and get creative with the cap if it does come, but whatever the luxury taxes and whatnot are. But L.A. always seems to do it. They're giving out so much money, and I know they have the money because of the market, but Philly's a pretty good, solid market. But go get them. Empty the bank, to go get the Tariq. Go get, I don't know about Trout now. He's on the IR.
Well, I know. A sad day for me and for a lot of us out there that want Mike Trout here. Matt, good phone call, man. Yes, Trout hit the injured list yesterday. I'm waiting for Hugh to peacock around.
We kind of knew it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, to be fair.
He was having that magical season, yes. And, you know, it was at some point the pumpkin.
See, there it is. I knew it was coming.
Going to turn into a pumpkin.
Let's just be clear about this. This is a hamstring injury. This isn't, you know, he didn't tear his knee up. He'll be back.
Oh, yeah, you know, Trout going on the IL is a rare thing.
Well, all I'm saying is I didn't say he's perfectly healthy.
He's not.
I'm having a tough morning here with this Trout thing, all right? Anyway, to the point of the caller, yes, it is. It is absolutely every year with this because they don't build a good enough and deep enough roster. That's on Dombrowski. It's on Dombrowski. And if they're going to get better, I think that the most realistic path is what Matt is saying there. They're going to have to take on money. I didn't hear that this morning, but the morning show was discussing maybe bringing back Bader. You could probably get him for nothing. Now, he has not played well for the Giants at all this season. But sometimes there's guys that play well in certain spots, and they end up in other spots they don't play as well. I'd consider that. I would consider bringing Bader back, especially if you can get him for just take the contract. 215-592-9494. Temperature check on this Tri-Day Friday of the Phillies as a World Series contender. Are you still in? You out? You teetering? Where are you? Your calls on that. We'll hit a Tri-Day as well. Plus, Dave Dombrowski spoke yesterday on the team's needs as we get to the trade deadline. We'll play you some of that next, including one thing that is part of the root of the Phillies issue. To just feel content being pretty good, and you'll hear that next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.